عن أبي موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه كان يدعو بهذا الدعاء: اللهم اغفر لي خطيئتي وجهلي وإسرافي في أمري وما أنت أعلم به مني، اللهم اغفر لي جدي وهزلي وخطئي وعمدي وكل ذلك عندي، اللهم اغفر لي ما قدمت وما أخرت وما أسررت وما أعلنت وما أنت أعلم به مني، أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر وأنت على كل شيء قدير. متفق عليه. حضرت أبو موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه reporting from رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم used to make this دعاء. This was the دعاء of رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. You find if a person, for example, he takes the washing of his car very seriously. So when he takes the car to the car wash, he'll tell the attendant there that, you know what, wash my bonnet, you'll see there's some marks on the bonnet. Make sure you wash it properly. Make sure you wash my rims properly, clean it properly. See that GTI sign that I got in the back there, make sure that is cleaned properly. My windows also must be washed properly. My sunroof, make sure you clean that properly. Inside when you're vacuuming, he'll tell him that you must make sure you vacuum everything properly. When you're putting the polish, make sure you put the polish properly. Make sure you put some perfume for me also. And when you're cleaning my seats, be very careful between the grooves also, that dirt and the dust that is there. He'll make sure he'll spell everything out because he takes his car very seriously. So he takes his car seriously, he takes the cleaning of his car very seriously. So he'll spell everything out. Whereas another person who doesn't take it so seriously, he'll just go to the car wash and he'll hand over his key. He won't even say anything and he'll let the person carry on washing the car. He won't have to go and tell him this and that. But he doesn't take it so seriously. But the man who takes it so seriously, he'll make sure he'll spell everything out. From this dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we learn something, is how serious Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took gunas. How serious Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took mistakes. How serious Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereas he was ma'soom. He did not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but to teach us that how serious you must take sins and gunas, that every single thing you must ask for forgiveness. Point every single thing out, like how that person who goes to the car wash, he'll point everything out that he sees a problem there that needs to be cleaned. So like this, everything is pointed out and spoken to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are my gunas, and oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgive every part of my guna. So this is what we learn from this dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Despite being ma'asum, what a beautiful dua he taught us as far as asking for protection and asking for forgiveness. Allahumma ghfir li khati'ati wa jahli. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgive khati'ati, oh Allah, forgive me my sins, wa jahli, and oh Allah, forgive me my ignorance. The first is, oh Allah, forgive me my sins, my mistakes, and forgive me my ignorance, wa israfi fi amri, and oh Allah, forgive me the extravagance in my matters. Extravagance in my matters means everything that I went over the limit. I wasn't supposed to go over the limit, I went over the limit. There were certain parameters that you had made, oh Allah, certain things you had made halal, certain things you had made haram. I went over the limit, I exceeded the limit, I went into haram. Oh Allah, every single thing that I exceeded the limit and I went into haram, oh Allah, forgive me for that, because I made israf in those matters. I went beyond the hudud that you have created. Oh Allah, forgive me for that also. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, وَمَا أَنْتَ أَعْلَمُ بِهِ مِنِّي. And oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgive me for everything that you know better than me. In other words, I may have committed sins, I would have committed sins, I forgot about it. In my ignorance, I forgot about it. Oh Allah, you are more aware, you know much more, you know every single thing that I have committed, every guna, every mistake. Every time I went beyond the limit, oh Allah, you're fully aware of it. Oh Allah, forgive me for that also. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allahumma ghfir li jiddi wa hazli. Oh Allah, forgive me for those things that I did in seriousness. Those things that I was serious about. In other words, I wasn't joking. Those things that I was serious about and I did wrongfully, oh Allah, forgive me for that. Wa hazli, oh Allah, those things that I was doing jokingly, but it was still wrong. Forgive me for that. I may have been doing it jokingly. I was just joking with one girl. I was just joking with somebody. I may have been swearing jokingly. I may have done whatever it was, but I was doing it jokingly, but it was still wrong. I should never have done it. I did it jokingly. Those things, I may have messed around when it came to matters of deen, and I thought I was just with friends, whatever it may have been. I thought I'm making one joke, but it was against Islam. Whatever I did jokingly, Allah, that was wrong, Allah, forgive me for that also. وخطئي وعمدي والله سبحانه وتعالى forgive me for my things, for those things that I did mistakenly. It wasn't deliberate. وعمدي والله سبحانه وتعالى forgive me for those things that I did deliberately. So some things I would have done mistakenly. Other things I would have done gunas, but I was deliberate in my gunas. In other words, it was planned, it was thought about. We took friends and we went there together, for example, to the cinema. We went there to those places where the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking place. Or sometimes we planned with friends to watch one movie or television show. We did it deliberately, O Allah. We didn't do it mistakenly. We planned it. We made it a point of doing it. O Allah, forgive us for that also, because that was done deliberately. وَكُلُّ ذَٰلِكَ عِنْدِي O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgive me for all these things which are with me. In other words, the person is making i'tiraf. Everything that is with me, all these gunas that are with me, person is not saying that these I don't have these things, I don't have anything. كُلُّ ذَٰلِكَ All that is with me, making i'tiraf, telling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that all these gunas are with me. اللهم اغفر لي ما قدمت وما أخرت. Just think of that person going to the kawash and pointing every single thing out. Look at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, still continuing with his dua. Oh Allah, forgive me for all the sins that I will do in the future. وَمَا أَخَّرْتُ Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgive me for all my past actions. So Allah, all those gunas that I will do in future also, please forgive me for that now. All those gunas that I did in the past also, forgive me for those gunas. Future gunas, past gunas, so much of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is asking us, actually teaching us how we should ask. وَمَا أَسْرَرْتُ Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all those gunas that I did secretly. I hid and I did it. I thought nobody knew about it. I thought nobody knew about it. It may have been in the darkness of the night. It may have been behind closed curtains, whatever it was. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those gunas that I did secretly, in other words, you are also aware of it. Allah, forgive those gunas that I have done secretly. وَمَا أَعْلَنْتُ Allah, forgive me those gunas that I have done openly. I was brazen about it. I thought nothing of it. I didn't think that I'm doing it in front of the creation. I was just open about it, brazen. I thought nothing of it. Allah, forgive me for those gunas also that I have done openly. وَمَا أَنْتَ أَعْلَمُ بِهِ مِنِّي Allah, forgive me for those gunas that you know even better than me. Even better. Again, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is repeating this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in your knowledge, you know of everything. I may just know of this and that. I can just remember this and that, a few things. But you know of everything. Allah, forgive me for whatever you have in your knowledge also of my gunas. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَنْتَ الْمُقَدِّمُ O Allah, you are the Zat, you are the being that causes a person to progress. You are the only one that causes people to progress. أَنْتَ الْمُقَدِّمُ Telling Allah, O Allah, you are the one that causes people to progress. وَأَنْتَ الْمُؤَخِّرُ O Allah, you are the person that causes people to go backwards. You are the person, you are the being that causes people to retrogress. You are the Zat that causes people to go backwards. وَأَنْتَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are the one that has power over everything. This is the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, praising Allah. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying these words, أنت المقدم, O Allah, you are the one that causes people to progress. In other words, he's asking Allah, cause me also to progress. وأنت المؤخر, you are the person that causes people to retrogress. O Allah, save me. In other words, save me also from going backwards. أنت على كل شيء قدير. What's hard for you, Allah? Nothing is hard for you. Nothing is hard for you. Everything is easy for you. You have power over everything. In other words, telling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's so easy for you to press the delete button one time and all my gunas are completely forgiven. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give us the tawfiq of asking for forgiveness like this. Such a pure zat, such a beautiful pak being Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is how he would make dua. And imagine us such filthy people, how much more we need to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our sins. Allah pak give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.